Why distribution of responsibility lessened burdens in planning for the administration of the affairs of the kingdom, after David abdicated in favor of Solomon, the aged king and his son and their counselors regarded it as essential that everything be done with regularity, propriety, fidelity, and dispatch. So far as possible, they followed the system of organization given Israel soon after the deliverance from Egypt. The Levites were assigned the work connected with the temple service, including the ministry of song and instrumental music, and the keeping of the treasures. The men capable of bearing arms and of serving the king were divided into 12 courses of 24,000 each. Over every course was a captain. The general of the king's army was Joab. The courses came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year. Thus every group of 24,000 served the king 1 month during each year. David appointed Jonathan, his uncle, as a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. Ahithophel also was the king's counselor. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, and Abiathar. Hushai was the king's friend. By his prudent example, the aged king taught Solomon that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. The thoroughness and completeness of the organization perfected at the beginning of Solomon's reign, the comprehensiveness of the plans for bringing the largest number possible of all the people into active service, the wide distribution of responsibility, so that the service of God and of the king should not be unduly burdensome to any individual or class, these are lessons which all may study with profit, and which the leaders of the Christian church should understand and follow. This picture of a great and mighty nation living in simplicity and comfort in rural homes, every person rendering willing and unsalaried service to God and the king for a portion of each year, is one from which we may gather many helpful suggestions.